the rest of the story. Tom Dempsey had no right hand. No, I mean literally. Tom had no right hand. He was born without one. His childhood was tough, pure cruelty, what it frequently is during those early school years. And it would have been a lot tougher had it not been for football. Tom Dempsey fell in love with football. His parents encouraged the affinity, particularly his father. You've got to earn your respect in this world, his dad would say, and Tom believed. Often ridiculed, he only worked harder at his sport. Another problem entirely was what to do in football. How do you play with only one hand? At San Diego High School, Tom's competitive spirit toppled that obstacle. He's already past 6 feet tall, well past 200 pounds. The handsome, dark-haired teenager became an all-state defensive tackle. At Palomar Junior College, the going got tough again. There was no shortage of tackle talent on that team. If Tom wanted to be accepted, he'd have to give the coach a reason. He'd have to demonstrate something he could do better than anybody else on the squad. So the old question was nagging once more. How do you play football with only one hand? It was as though Tom had foreseen the day he would lose out as tackle with 10 fingers. As though he had spent all of those years practicing something else, carefully placing an ace up his sleeve. Coach, said Tom, I'll be your kicker. So that's what you do in football with no right hand, you kick. And if your name is Tom Dempsey, you kick your way all the way into the pros. Tom Dempsey, born with no right hand, never played senior college football, and yet as a kicker, he booted his way through the Atlantic Coast League and right into the NFL. And that's where we find him. On a Sunday afternoon, November 8, 1970, he is the kicker for the New Orleans Saints. The Saints' opponents that day, the Detroit Lions. With 14 seconds left on the clock, the Saints are leading 16-14. The Saints, Tom's team, ahead. But then the Lions take the lead with an 18-yard field goal. Now the score is Lions 17, Saints 16. On this, their last drive, the Saints try to get downfield. They don't get far enough. Now with only 2 seconds on the clock, that's less time than it would take you to reach for the radio dial. The Saints are losing by 1 point. There's only one hope. That's a field goal. But from 63 yards out, nobody's ever done anything like that before. That's farther by far than the 14 years standing NFL record. And yet Tom Dempsey, the valiant young man with no right hand, is going to try. Fellas, he asks his blockers, hold those Lions at bay because this one is kind of long. And it is. I mean, it's long and it's low, and then it's ascending in a straight line, and the kick is good, and the Saints win 19-17. The cheering tumult that follows trembles the stadium. Saints players are running up into the stands, shaking hands. Back on the field, Tom's teammates are hoisting him on their shoulders. What he has just done one Sunday afternoon in 1970 was to kick a football farther and more accurately than any man in the half-century history of professional football, and Tom's record stands to this day. He showed us what a football player can do with only one hand, and he showed us something more. You see, the same stroke of fate that left Tom minus a right hand at birth also left him minus the front half of his right foot. And with that, with half a foot, Tom Dempsey booted his way into the record books. And now you know the rest of the story.